But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. My friend, I would like to ask you a question today. The question is, are you dealing with the symptoms or are you dealing with the root of the problem? Until we get to the root of the problem, we are not going to really solve the problem. I had a used car in Spain that was 10 years old or so. It had a diesel engine. One day I went to crank the car and the battery was dead. I took the battery out and got it charged and the car cranked for a week or so, but then the car would not crank. I bought a new battery and the car cranked for several weeks and then it would not crank. I took the car to a shop and they fixed the alternator. The alternator is the part that sends electricity to the battery to keep it charged. A few weeks later, the car would not start again. I took it again to the shop, and this time they found the root cause. Being a diesel, the car had an injection pump that pumped diesel fuel to the motor. The pump was located above the alternator. They finally found the problem. The pump was leaking diesel fuel, and the fuel was falling on the alternator and causing it to go bad. We finally got to the root of the problem. The pump was bad, and that was causing the problems with the alternator, and that was causing the problem of the battery not being charged. We were not getting to the root of the problem. If you're sick, the doctor is going to have to get to the root of the problem if he is going to cure you. You can medicate the symptoms, but that won't cure you. We need to get to the root of the problem. What is the root of our and humanity's problems? We see divorce, we see drug addiction, we see alcoholism, we see crime and the breakdown of the family, we see homosexuality and rampant sexual immorality, and we could continue to add to the list. What is the root of our problem? A person in our church the other day asked for prayer for his cousin who had beat his wife because he was drinking. A person in our church said that the root of his problem was alcohol. I said that was not the root, and I took him to Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. The root of our problems is that we are away from God. If a stray sheep is having problems, the root cause is that he is away from the shepherd. You may say, well, I have always been with God. I'm a good person. I don't do bad things. And I have always believed in God. The Lord in Isaiah 53:6 says something very different. He says that we have all turned away from God, that we have strayed and have turned our backs on him. Isaiah 59:2 puts it the following way. But your sins have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Until we recognize this, we're just going to be medicating the symptoms. You and I, like straying sheep, have turned our backs on God to go our own way, to do our own thing, to live for ourselves, to fulfill our will, to please ourselves, having put self in God's place in our lives, having put self on the throne of our hearts. We can sum it up by saying, me, my, and mine. Love of self is the basic sin from which all others flow. The moment a man makes his own will the center of his life, divine and human relationships are destroyed. Obedience to God and charity to men both become impossible. Listen to 2 Timothy 3:2. Men will be lovers of self, The heart of our wretched rebellion is that each one of us wants to be number one. We make ourselves the center of all our thoughts and hopes and desires. Repentance means that we recognize that this is the root of our problem. We need to be reconciled, first of all, to God. We have rejected Him. We have gone our own way. We have lived for ourselves. We have broken His laws, and we have put self on the throne of our lives. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:15. And He died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised. We see here that it talks about living for themselves. That is the root of sin. And it talks here about no longer living for themselves, but for Him. This is what repentance is, a turning back, a 180-degree turn from self to Christ. Verse 15 here tells us that He died for all. He paid our sin debt, and by doing that, He opens the door for us to be able to return to God. The demands of the holy, righteous law of God are satisfied by Jesus paying for our sins on the cross. We can now return to God. We can now receive forgiveness and be reconciled to Him. We don't have to clean ourselves up before we go back to Him. We don't have to merit or earn His love or forgiveness. Jesus has made salvation possible. Jesus has removed the barrier, and we can now return to God. Listen to Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, that He may have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Who is the wicked person? The person who has turned to his own way, you and I. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let him return to the Lord. Who needs to return? You and I need to return. My friend, when did you return? When have you made that 180-degree turn to turn back from self to God, to turn from your own way to Him, to turn from your will to His? When have you returned? I'm not asking if you go to church or not. It's good to go to church. I'm not asking if you live a good life or not, but when have you returned to the Lord? In the Middle Ages in Scotland, there was a revolt. Thousands revolted against the king and took up arms against him. They had rejected his authority and rebelled. There was a civil war. And little by little, the king and his army began to overcome the rebels. And little by little, they began to recuperate land that they had lost. Little by little, the rebels had to retreat. And they kept retreating and kept retreating until one day the rebels were surrounded and they went into a castle. The castle, of course, had walls around it and had strong doors, and the king's army was outside. The rebel army was reduced to a number of men who were now inside the castle. There was no hope of victory. There was no hope of escape because the king now had his army around the castle, and there was no way out. The king made an announcement. He said, I'm going to put a candle on top of the door of the castle. Anyone who comes out and lays his weapons down and accepts my authority and submits to me as the king, I will forgive him and I will allow him to go home a free man as if he had never done anything. But when the candle burns out, the offer of forgiveness is gone. When the candle burns down, whoever is in the castle will be destroyed. So, my friend, that day the king offered forgiveness. He offered freedom. And that day the candle began to burn. And little by little, men came out to accept the offer of forgiveness, to bow before the king, to accept his kingship, to accept his authority over their lives, to receive his forgiveness, and to return home as pardoned men. But whoever that day did not come out and did not surrender to the king, laying down his weapons and accepting the king's offer of forgiveness, was destroyed. My friend, today the candle is burning. God offers rebels forgiveness. God offers pardon to rebels such as you and I. We have all turned to our own way. We have all turned our back on God. We have all rejected his authority. He sent his son to die and pay our sin debt, to make a way for us to be able to return to God, to satisfy the demands of the righteousness of God. And today, my friend, God offers you pardon and salvation. He offers you eternal life. If you will today bow your knee before him, recognizing him as the great shepherd, the good shepherd, the one who has authority over your life, bowing your knee to him, confessing him as your Lord, confessing him as your Savior, turning your back upon your own way and your sins, and now saying, Lord, you are my shepherd. Thank you for having died for me. Please forgive all of my sins as I have rebelled against you. You are now the king of my life. You are the good shepherd, and I am the sheep. And now I surrender my life to you, to follow you as my Lord and as my shepherd, and you being my Savior. My friend, the candle is burning today. The door of salvation is open today, and God is offering rebellious men such as you and I full salvation, full pardon, where he will remember our sins no more, where he will bury them in the deepest, deepest ocean. Come to him today, my friend. Surrender to him today. Our time is almost gone. We have an email address we'd like to leave with you if you desire to get in contact with us. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. I will repeat it. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. Thank you for having been with us. We look to have you again next week at the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at SPIV6327@bellsouth.net. That's SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET.